to Heart to Heart with Patty Mulaudzi. Today we have a more laid back but important episode. We will talk about the fascinating world of social media and explore the incredible achievements that our friends, families, influencers, etc. proudly share on their feeds. For example, when someone shares or overshares about their life, many may find these posts heartwarming. Some critics may accuse them of oversharing. Many people, including moi, love to post pictures from restaurant outings, vacations, what I'm doing for the day, a DIY project, and so on. And then you get people who are proud parents. We fill our feed with adorable photos of our children's achievements. Some may argue that oversharing children's personal lives can lead to privacy concerns and safety issues. These concerns could be privacy invasion, where the information can be used by malicious individuals for identity theft, fraud, or other harmful purposes. And there are so many online predators. You know, that's just something to look out as well. These individuals may save and misuse these images or use the information shared to initiate contact with the child. You also get cyberbullying. Children's photos shared on social media might be subject to cyberbullying, and other children or even adults can use these images to mock, ridicule, or bully the child, or use it as a meme. I mean, even in the future, like if the, let's say the child decides to be a high profile person, the internet never forgets. So if that image is pulled up and it was probably something compromising, that might be an issue. You also have things like data mining and targeted advertising, where the data is used to create profiles for advertising, leading to an invasion of privacy and potentially exposing the child to inappropriate content. And of course, we've got the makeup artist extraordinaire, with before and after photos showcasing makeup transformations, and they're sometimes criticized for perpetuating unrealistic beauty standards and the pressure to look perfect. You know, it's good to know that sometimes these pictures are filtered, or they edit the images, or sometimes they use professional makeup artists. And some people can compare themselves to the social media icon who's doing the makeup transformation, and that can lead to a low self-esteem. You get situations where it can impact on the younger audiences, like the teenagers who are easily influenced, or people who are very gullible, who might feel like they're not beautiful enough, or they're not reach a certain standard, a beauty standard that is shown on social media. Exposure to unrealistic body standards on social media can significantly impact their body image and self-esteem, potentially leading to unhealthy behaviors like extreme dieting or excessive use of makeup products. Let's not forget the matrimonial maven and their enchanting marriage photos. While most people adore these photos, there are occasional comments about the wedding industry's excess and extravagance. Critics argue that these posts might encourage people and their families to invest significant amount of money in extravagant functions, potentially leading to financial strain and debt and financial burden. They argue that aspiring to replicate such elaborate ceremonies might lead to overspending, pushing people to go beyond their budgetary constraints. It may also lead to social pressure, where people are sort of competing to have the best wedding than so and so. And that causes like quite some emotional stress, where people feel if you went for a court wedding, you probably then are not married enough or something of that nature. And it may focus on a lot more on materialism rather than love and commitment. Finally, we have the fashionista who posts photos flaunting the latest fashion trends. But not everyone's a fan of this. It can fuel materialism and body image concerns. What's interesting is that these posts are met with mixed reactions. While many applaud and support the achievements, others see them in a less favorable light. And you all know the net is not forgiving. It will keep your data for years and years to come, and eons and generations to come. All this is a reminder that the same social media posts can spark positivity and negativity. It's all about that positive energy and the need to be aware of the potential negative aspects. This post can motivate people to appreciate the achievements of their loved ones, but they can also lead to criticism, controversy, or jealousy. Look, I think everyone has a right to post whatever they want. I mean, at the end of the day, it's their handle, it's their page, and they're doing what they want and what they feel is right for them, and it's on their feed. I mean, some of us didn't have much growing up. We might have come from families that struggled to make ends meet or face some challenges or the other by not having both parents or being raised by a single parent. Guys, I personally think we go through life and face so many challenges, and sometimes a wedding pic could be because someone broke a generational curse of sorts where no one in the family got married, or they married at a late stage. So regardless of the divorce statistics or what Mjolo is doing to other people, you know, I think for that particular person, this is their wow moment. It's their dream. And I think instead of highlighting the negatives, let's just celebrate their moment. Some people didn't get on a plane or fly somewhere until they were older. And that's an amazing experience that should be celebrated. Some wore hand-me-downs from older siblings and possibly never had a nice brand new outfit or never wore an expensive brand. So flaunt your luxury brand because it's an achievement to you. I don't think the intention is to put pressure on anyone or look down on those who can't afford it. I think it's just taste and affordability. It's an important lesson for all of us. We should remember that every achievement, celebrated positively or criticized, can motivate us. The next time you see a post, remember that you can choose to celebrate your loved one's achievements, no matter how personal or unique they may be. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with some thoughts on how to approach sharing your own achievements on social media. It's important to strike a balance between celebrating your success and being mindful of the impact of your posts and what they can have on others. A few tips to consider. Be mindful of others. When sharing your achievements, consider how your post might make others feel. Be sensitive to the fact that not everyone is in the same situation, and your successes might inadvertently cause someone else to feel inadequate or envious, although being envious is not your fault. Celebrate your achievements, but do so with humility and empathy. Stay authentic. Authenticity is key on social media. Share your genuine experiences and emotions. People appreciate honesty, especially this world where everything seems so fake. And it fosters a real sense of connection. Authentic are more likely to inspire and uplift others. Thirdly, handle negative feedback gracefully. Not all reactions will be positive, and that's okay. If you encounter negative feedback, respond with grace and understanding. Avoid engaging in arguments. Instead, try to understand the concerns raised and respond respectfully. Sometimes a positive dialogue can turn criticism into an opportunity for learning and growth. Fourthly, spread positivity. Use your platform to spread positivity and encouragement. celebrate not only your achievement, but also the successes of others. Lift each other up and be a source of inspiration. Your positive energy can have a ripple effect, creating a more supportive online community. Number 5, set boundaries. Remember that you don't have to share everything online. Some achievements are best celebrated privately or with close friends and family. It's okay to keep certain aspects of your life offline and enjoy your accomplishments in a more personal way. Like, I've seen lately where people or a couple are having an argument and then someone takes a video or records an audio and posts it online. I mean, tomorrow, once they forgive them each other, then what's going to happen? Because that's already out there and people have already judged you, and now people are seeing you together with your person and you've forgiven each other, but people still remember the negative thing that you post. Number 6, practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful tool. Take a moment to appreciate your achievements and the journey that led you there. It not only keeps you grounded, but also helps you share your successes from a place of humility and thankfulness. Remember, social media can be a force for good when used mindfully and respectfully. Let's make our online spaces more positive, supportive, and uplifting. Positivity and inspiration are all around us. We just need to look for them. We can all be a source of encouragement and support for each other on this beautiful journey called life. Thanks again for tuning into another thought-provoking episode. We hope this remarkable episode and the ups and downs of achievements on social media have inspired you. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends and family. Take care and keep your hearts open. Heart with Patty Mlauzi is available on leading podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, Listen FM, Podcast Index, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, and many more. You can also listen to the podcast on your web browser without having to download an app. New episodes are released every Friday, each one a chance to explore the profound realms of heart-to-heart conversations.